At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
I just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind. Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
But this is the gift I was given, so I just live out my hustle.
Smoke cheaper, cheaper, smoke cheaper, cheaper. You're so hot.
I
want to find a thing to save my life, so I hustle, hustle.
It ain't over for me, no, it ain't over for me.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up? It is Alex, the Fantasy Football Hustler, back at you. We got another Q&A session for you fantasy savages. Let's get down to biz, and we're going to get to smoking. Let's get to smoking right away. Let's go.
All right, fire them up.
Yeah, let's fire them up. And man, we're about to cross 7,200 subscribers. 7,200. Let me refresh, see if we hit it. Let's see. Hey, we crossed 7,200 subscribers. Let's go. We're on our way to 10,000. Let's get it. Toyota One, what up? And Toyota One showing love on Twitchy. What up? What up? Phil in the house. Let's smoke it up.
Perfect time.
Emil, let's get it.
Giving this motherfucker.
Let's get it. All right. Who's smoking with me? Come on. All I want to know is who's smoking with me, man. Let's get it. All right. Here we go. Let's do it.
Mary J.
Uh-oh. Someone wants to see the squares. No, gotta send him a new copy. Here we go. All right, let's get it. All right, Wednesday night. Let's go. What's everybody smoking on? Now these evening streams. It's like we got a. You know, the daytime streams, I mean, those are the most popular, the morning streams, because I feel like I've been doing those for so long that people are just, like, used to it. Got to get people used to these nighttime streams as well, because I know there's a bunch of people out there who wanna see this. So, yeah, make sure you guys are hitting that like button. Make sure you guys are commenting, you know. Make sure you guys are sharing the stream if you can. All right. Let's get it. Toyota One. Hey, Scotty boy, what up? Toyota One, with all these injuries, my redraft starting to look like the 32-man league roster. So, well, not that bad, but looking at all the waivers, pretty thin for sure. For sure. Uncle Ted, what up? Trey Tucker and Jalen Tolbert are must-adds in 12s. I mean, maybe. I don't know. I guess. Still kind of fluky, like with those guys. No matter what, a little bit of flukeness. All right. We got people adding squares like crazy, guys. So if you want any Thursday squares, let me know ASAP, because they might be gone very quick here. And what's everybody smoking on? I just smoked a bowl of sour Durban cookies. Let's go. Sour Durban cookies. And there we go. Check it in. Smash that like. You the man, Scotty. You the man. Uncle Ted said Tyler Batty had 6.9 yards per carry last week. Bonkers. I mean, yeah.
69, dudes.
I mean, when teams are accounting for you like 0%, like you're just like a byproduct of like everything that's going on the field, you know, kind of is what it is. All right, got to send out the other boards real quick. To the crew. All right. Oops. And is there a game? Oh, fuck. Is there a game that everybody's super excited to watch this week? I mean, there's a lot of divisional games, and there's a lot of ugly fantasy matchups. I mean, there's some good ones for sure. But there are some really, really ugly divisional matchups this week. Hopefully, knock on wood, we get another week like we did last week where we don't have like an insane amount of injuries, because that shit sucks. All right. And if anybody has any questions, throw them in. Throw them in. I'm just updating the squares board right now for the peeps. Only 25 squares left on Thursday's board. And I also got Sunday night's board. And then also got the two Monday night boards. Doubleheader Monday night football again. Back-to-back weeks. Like the game of the week, though, is going to be that Sunday night game, though, against the Bills and the Ravens, man. And they're in Buffalo. I mean, no, they're in Baltimore. In Baltimore. All right. All right. Matt in the house. What up? Chipoka Waka Zach. What up, homie? What up, bro? Scotty boy, Cowboys versus Giants, being a cowboy and living in New York City is never fun, but we have owned them for years, so I'm going to keep talking my shit. You got to, right? Zaw, what up, what up? Dynasty question. Should I sell Tank Dell for Pickens or Ayuk? If you're going to sell Tank Dell, I would sell him for Ayuk, not for Pickens. And I would probably just hold. I'd probably just hold because, I mean, Diggs is only going to, like, Diggs might literally be there just this year, and that's it. We don't know. Oh, man. And Zach, I got a whole new line of shirts coming out, 420 crew shirts. If anybody's interested, let me know. I'll share all the designs right now. They're going to be up on the website here in the next. I mean, Chad, I just need to stop being lazy and do it tonight. What up, Matt? What's going down, my brother? Tommy, do I trade London, Deontay, and Ramondre for Gibbs, Cup, Shakir? Shakira. I don't know, man. Fuck. I don't know. It's like too even. It's like you're winning on players, you're losing on players. I hate trades like that because like you win and lose at the exact same time. Big Bando said, would you trade Kelce for Hunter Henry, Etienne, and Chubb? I mean, Hunter Henry's nothing. Like I really hope people don't take that one game that he had 12 targets like as like how he's gonna be for the entire season. So like I don't want to do that because I don't want Hunter Henry. Like I really don't. And like, yeah, Etienne and Chubb are good, but like if you have a tight end spot and like Kelsey's screwing you right now, like every tight end is screwing everybody right now. Matt said, what did I say when I turned my head? I don't know. Was I talking about the shirts? The new line of shirts that's coming? So do you like Zay or Cup more for the rest of the season? I mean, Cup when he comes back. So check this out, guys. All of these are at 420crewmerch.com. And here's the first one. So this is the 420 Crew Friends shirt. Let me see. Where are these other ones here? I'm load up the other designs here. All right. Oh, son of a bitch. All right, let's see. All right, hold on here. That. I'm trying to upload like six things at once. It wouldn't let me do it the first time, assholes. What the hell? Wouldn't let me do it that time either. All right, we're just going to have to do this one by one then. Fuckers. And this is at 420crewmerch.com. 420crewmerch.com. So that's the first design. Here goes the second design here. And it's not on the t-shirt yet, but it'll be there soon. And all the shirts are going to be $20. I know that there's free shipping on there once you get over a certain dollar amount. I don't know if you have to get two shirts to get free shipping, but just look into that. There's another one here. What do you guys think of that one? Let me know what you think of the designs as I put this in. So this would, let's say this is number one, 420 Crew Friends. This one's number two, the 420 Crew with the, you know, with the C holding the joint there. This would be number three, Mr. Happy Nug 420. Woo. And trying to upload these other ones. Oh, fuck. Is it because it's too much space? Like, what is happening here? There we go. Oh, my gosh. Why isn't it loading? This shit's fucking pissing me off. And of course, it happens, like, while I'm high. That could always be a reason. Do a bong rip. And let me see. There's three more. Here we go. Three more. We got the 420 Crew skull, and this is gonna, you know, it's kind of almost like Stone Cold edition right here, just laying in a bed of trees. We got Nug smoking a blunt, 420 Crew, oh yeah, red-eyed, got the green and red all over. And then this one might be my favorite, though. The 420 Crew Hustler Leaf. Check that out. Got the dope kicks on. Oh, yeah. Got the chain. Vibing. Smoking the fat blunt. Good look at the hat. It's got the four. He's rocking the 420 Crew hat there as well. So, yeah. All of these designs are about to be hitting the website very, very soon. Very, very soon. Probably some tonight. I need to stop being lazy. And Big Bando also got Ingram on IR. Okay. Matt said no football injury, I think. Oh, yeah. We need to have it needs to be like last week where there was not as many injuries. That's what I said. Knock on wood. Generation X. Oh, man. What up? Hold on.
Are you ready?
Start one wide receiver and a flex. Amari, DJ Moore, Adams, James Conner, James Cook. Leaning on Adams and Cook as of right now. Just as of right now. May change. That guy, what up on YouTube? Would you give Zach Moss and Shakira for AJ Brown and Justice Hill? The thing is, I would be left with AJ. Pollard and Swift. I mean, Zach Moss, I mean, I probably wouldn't. I want to figure out a way to get AJ Brown, though. But, yeah, is there, like, can you throw in a third player and bring back a better running back, too? That would almost be worth it, as long as it's kind of guys along the caliber of Zach Moss and Shakira. For sure. All right. Someone give me some feedback. Was there a shirt that you saw that might have been the favorite of all of those? Let me know. Was there one that you liked more than the other? One that stood out to you? And I'll be posting these on Patreon and stuff. And, we can get these out there. One second, guys. Okay. And Matt said, if I buy the shirt, does it come with the membership? The shirts are just the shirts. It doesn't come with anything else but the shirt. But if you're repping the 420 Crew, you want to have the gear. So, yeah, I mean, there's no membership that comes with the shirt, but, you know, it's just going to be fly gear to wear. All right, I think we had a Debo trade that just got pushed through, or well, not that just got pushed through, but finally accepted. Let's see. Ooh, and Rodgers for Taysom Hill and the Debo, that shit sucks. And Theo, if I didn't shout you out already, what up, bro? And Jason, what up? He said, puff, pass, Caleb Williams on waivers, I have Jordan Love, there we go. And Matt said, I want to rock the 420 Crew shirt if I'm not a member. Well, so, I mean, if you're on, let's go see. I'm pretty sure you're on Patreon. But it's just going to be a lifestyle, man. You know, it's just going to be a lifestyle all around. And let me go check. Because I know you're on there. I mean, you're on Patreon. But are you a paid member? I'm not sure. I mean, you're a free member over there. But, you know, you're still in there. I mean, the cheapest way that you become a 420 Crew member is on YouTube, but I recommend getting on Patreon as well as on YouTube. And let me throw the link in. If you don't see, because you can just click join on, it's like just right on YouTube where it says join, like right below the video. But I'll throw this in there. Here's the link to join as a 420 crew member on YouTube. There we go. And Jason, would you play who? Oh, Caleb Williams. I'm like, who the fuck is Khalid Williams? Caleb Williams. I mean, the Rams aren't a bad matchup. Are not a bad matchup. So I would consider it. Pod son, Hunter Henry or Evan Ingram. Evan Ingram if he plays, but I don't know if he's going to play. We're kind of waiting on to see if he if he practices or not. I don't know if he practiced today. Let's go look at some news. How about that? Let's go look at the news. Andre. What up, homie? Let's see. Here we go. Patriots stuff, but nothing. Javon Hargrave did not practice. Debo did not practice. Trent Williams, illness, did not practice. George Kittle's limited. Brock Purdy practiced in full. Joe Mixon, non-participant. Justin Herbert logged in a limited practice today. Josh Palmer, Joey Bosa. Joe Alt and Rashawn Slater didn't practice. Ouch. It's going to be bad for the Chargers this week. Max Crosby did not practice. He's got like a high ankle sprain, they said. Miles Garrett didn't practice either. Miles Garrett's probably going to miss some weeks. Austin Eckler, he's already ruled out for Sunday. He didn't travel with the team. So, B-Rob the Mob to the moon, baby. Yeah, you beat. Marvin Harrison Jr. dealing with a quad issue. Limited in practice. A.J. Brown, Vonta Smith, Lane Johnson, all not practicing. Ain't going to be good. Jordan Love was limited. Got to see him get a full go. Jordan Addison back at practice. He was limited. Justin Jefferson is not on the team's injury report. Sam Darnold, full go in practice. Kamara didn't practice. Yeah, well, Alex Singleton's done for the season, bro. This sucks, man. Killing it to start the season, too. Fergie over Kelsey this week. Chargers, I mean, they've kind of been giving up a lot of points to the tight end, and there's no Derwin James either. So I'm just sticking with Kelsey, man. If you want to sit Kelsey, you got to have the stones to do it on your own. I am your if Smith and Brown are out, Hurts or D. Jones. I mean, they're both probably going to be out. See, the thing is like, is it going to make Hurts run more? That's what this comes down to. And I feel like he's going to have to do more and he's going to have to run more. And that's the thing, man. It's like, do I want to sit him and play like shitty Danny Pesos, like against the fucking Cowboys? On a short week. Emil said, pick up Dotson if Devonta doesn't play, or is he a bum?
Well, obviously.
If you pick him up.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real. He's climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them, so you need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, you can't hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here.
The week's going to be a reality check for Mr. Darnold. Why do you think so? As long as you got JJ out there, I mean, because the Packers in Lambeau, I mean, they'll probably slow him down for sure. But mollywop him, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be a reality check. Jamie, I did watch that shit. That show was hilarious. Had me dying. Had me dying. And I know Toyota won another stud. Another one bites the dust, bro. Dang it. Do I have another one bites the dust? I don't. We should get that one, though. And I mean, I have Goddard, too. Well, I don't want to play Hurts just because you have Goddard. That's not the only reason I want to play Hurts. Frizzio, I got offered Baker for my Murray. Almost laughed. Man, you told them you started playing fantasy football at night, but it wasn't last night. Like, man, come on. The hell are those guys thinking? Especially when Kyler's got, like, probably the dopest matchup out of any QB this week. Ooh. Woo. All right. Yeah, Andre, how do I feel about Garrett Wilson? I mean, I like his talent, like his connection with Rodgers, but he has shitty matchups from now until week 9. It's like some team like purpose, like whoever made the schedule, like purposely wanted to fuck over Garrett Wilson with just the way that they scheduled the games. He's playing hitter cube cornerback after hitter cornerback. Bullshit, man. Trying to win some of my best balls. Half the players are dead. Yes. Yeah, that's what sucks is like, yeah, that's you know, it's not luck because you have to draft the right team, but you do have to get a little lucky to for your team to go all the way. And like Kidda, mad lucky last year. Like he didn't have any injuries to any of his big guys. And like one of those guys was CMC. And look at that. Everyone who drafted CMC this year, already screwed. Already screwed. Andre said, "That's how I'm feeling, bro. Awful matchup facing a bunch of nasty corners. It sucks, man. It sucks. I've been talking about this all week and like his schedule specifically. And it's some bullshit, man. It is some bullshit, dude. Yeah. Godwin and Mike Evans both hurt right now. And, man, it sucks. It really does. You know, we just got to keep monitoring. That's all we can do. We just literally just got to keep monitoring. And Frizzio said, I may be a newbie, but I'm going to be the newbie who wins the championship. There we go. I mean, you're already doing it the right way. You found, like, one of the dopest hardcore fantasy channels that you could find. Like, you're probably playing with a bunch of league mates that listen to, like, the fantasy footballers and shit. It's still funny to me how people, like, you know, like, I'm not saying, like, listening to the fantasy footballers is bad, like, if you like their type of comedy, but, like, if anybody listens to the fantasy footballers and is like, you know, these guys are going to help me win a championship, like, man, you just, your league just must suck. Because, I am still a member because I always felt like one time when I canceled and they were like, would you like to sign up? And for like $4.20 a month or something, it was like on a discount if you signed up for the annual. And so I just did that. But, yeah, it's getting to the point now where now I feel like I'm only going to subscribe during the season just to do it. But I feel like it's like bad karma for me to pull that because everything I'm doing, I'm kind of doing in the foundation that they laid, but like with a more gangster twist to it for sure. And almost you have to get the low tier players, man, because your studs are dying. I mean, that's the way it goes, man. These lower tier guys, it's like the ones who actually elevate, you know, to the next level. Like, that's really what it's all about. That is what it is all about. J. Jimmy interested in the Singleton backup. Justin Schnad. I lost Singleton in the 32 league, so hopefully I get him. Man, I mean, we'll see. You know, I mean, someone already asked me about Cody Barton. I mean, Alex Singleton, man. I mean, there's a reason why they let Josie Jewell go, and it's because Singleton was, like, so dope. And it's like, man, now you're going to be able to run on the Broncos even easier. Let's go. More yards. More yards. Frank, what up, homie? 201 said low points better than no points. Seems like slow money better than no money. Yeah. There. Have you ever heard of the league's Toyota one? I never wanted to play in this, but it's like it's a league where, like, the more you score, the, like, you lose. Like, the lower score wins. But you can't start a guy that gets zero because, like, if you get a zero, you just lose. So you can't start guys with, like, zeros. And it's pretty insane. It's really weird. It's really weird. But, like, I always feel like, you know, it's like shooting dice, you know. You go the pass. Everybody plays the pass. You know, but then there's the times when you play the don't pass because you just feel like the person sucks and everybody's losing and everything is, you know, just horrible. And that's almost like how I feel about like those leagues. Yeah, Jamie said the footballers always hedge themselves with three different takes. They can always be right for sure. They definitely do that on purpose, right? Frizzell, I sent a trade over today. Calvin Ridley and likely for James Conner. That offer got rejected so fast I didn't even get a chance to blink. Yeah. James Conner's got a really good matchup this week. A really, really, really good matchup. I think everybody knows that. 21 said next year I'm going to draft in a best ball team of low-tier players just to see the different studs and duds teams. Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, see, the thing is like, but you have to take the shots on those guys. You have to, because if they don't get hurt, those are the players who can win it for you. And like, not everybody's gonna die, you know, not everybody.
Don't you go dying on me.
Cause yeah, there's gonna be a bunch of players that never get injured. It's just, can you get lucky and draft a handful of those guys on the same team? That's what it comes down to. All about trying to get the different combinations of players. Which puzzle, which pieces of the puzzle are gonna, you know, just put together this masterpiece of a championship team in a tournament that has how many? How many are in it again? In a tournament that has 142 times 12. 142 times 12. In a tournament that has 1,704 players. 1,704 teams in there. Man, that's a lot of teams. That's a lot of teams. Last year, we only had 888. We almost grew by 1,000 teams. That's crazy. Almost grew by 1,000 teams. We didn't double up. We were so close. We were very close. Scotty Boy Tampa tagged everybody with the questionable tag. Yeah, dude, something in the water down there. Everybody, like, there's a shitload of people that got hurt, like, going into week three. There's a shitload of people that got hurt during week three. And now it's like everybody's dead. Now it's like everybody's dead. And Toyota once said, not too bad. Next year, double that. Well, so here's the way that we're going to do it. Kind of thinking of this like as like a plant, okay? Instead of, you know, just taking one single thing and just trying to get it as high as we can. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to branch it off and we're going to turn it into two things. So next year, we're going to have two tournaments. One is going to be super flex offense only. And then the other one is going to be the traditional, our traditional, the super flex IDP. And so that's the one that I'm going to be pushing more than everything is the Superflex IDP, because that's the one I want to keep growing and growing and growing and get the pop bigger, 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 bigger. And the Superflex offense only, I mean, I don't know. Like, that one will probably end up being bigger because I feel like more casual people will join. So it's going to be different. It's going to be different. It's going to be fun, though. It's going to be fun. But the scoring is going to be a little bit different, because there's no IDP and there's going to be less players. There's only going to be 20 instead of there's only going to be 20 players instead of 30. So you have 10 starters and then you have 10 bench. And Theo said, wondering what's next with Walker. No injury report yet. Let's check. And Johnny, hell yeah, he said, I like that multiple tourneys idea. I know a lot of people approached were scared because of the IDP. Yeah, and I understand that. And so now everything that I know, I feel like I ran, you know, like obviously everything's not done yet, you know, right now. But I feel like just by myself creating this tournament and this idea and doing it 4 years in a row, I feel like I have a really good, you know, without like building a fucking underdog, you know, or something like that, maybe what this all turns into, you know, when it's all said and done, like who the fuck knows. But I really feel like, you know, we might be heading towards that direction of like legit creating something that rivals Underdog, like in a few years, you know, something a little bit cooler, because like there's things that those guys are not doing that we could still do. You know, and like the best ball tournaments having different twists on it and shit, like that's how it ends up being a little bit different and a little bit cool. And so, yeah, I really feel like we could be going that direction. And so, yeah, now it's going to go from one tournament, 1,700 teams in, to two tournaments, and we'll see how many, you know, we can get. Can we get to 5,000 teams, you know, in one season? Like it'd be pretty insane. It'd be pretty insane, but it could happen. It could happen. And I mean, so what's your honest take on CMC situation? Will he ever play this year? It's such a wide range of outcomes that like there's a really strong possibility he doesn't play this year, or he doesn't play until the playoffs, or you know, a couple games down the stretch. And it really depends. Like they might not even be Super Bowl contenders, you know, at that, like, you know. We know how good they've been thinking that they were over the last couple years and shit. They made it to the Super Bowl last year. And like now, I mean, I don't judge a team fully off their first three games, but it's like, if they keep getting all these injuries and shit and nobody gets right, you know, it's just, it's just not going to end well for the season. And they could be like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, just sit out for the whole season. Let's get you ready for next year. Let's restructure your contract, you know? And there's not, I mean, he got hurt and that's what sucks, but it's like, there's not more wear and tear on, I mean, there's more wear and tear on his body because he got hurt, but you know what I mean? It's like, it's not a whole year of him getting fucked up either. Hey, Bob Nix in the house. Bo Nix's dad. What up, bro? And Frazil said, tournament sounds like fun, bro. And seeing now, you just got to make sure. Don't be like those casual people who leave come end of December, or January. You got to stay here throughout the off season, because for guys like us, it's literally around the clock. Like when everybody stops playing fantasy football, I'm starting leagues that go for 3 weeks during the NFL playoffs. We keep the party going. And then as soon as the Super Bowl's over, dynasty leagues start. And those dynasty leagues, man, it's going to be so fucking fun. It is going to be so fucking fun. They're going to start in February. There's going to be $30 ones, $55 ones. I'd like to get some $100 ones going, but you know, because I know there's always some random people who want to get the bigger dynasties going. I like keeping it cheaper because it's easier to keep it rotating if people end up quitting. And it's easy. I mean, people, you know, if you're really hardcore and you're into it, you're into it, you know. And Toyota One said, appeal to the masses, smart move. Yeah, we have to. And as much as like I like Superflex IDP, I am well aware that the most popular format, at least in Dynasty right now, is Superflex offense only. That's the most popular format in Dynasty fantasy football. And I really want to try to get Superflex to be like the the regular way that people play in redraft. Because right now it's still single QB. Single QB trumps all. And but for redraft. But so that's why we get more people into dynasties and all this. We're going to get people starting to play the more hardcore way, man. We got to turn them out to like the different ways of playing fantasy football, not just the super default single QB kicker defense, you know, seven starters. It's for the birds, man. It's for the birds. And Big Bando said, I already got Dowdle, Zeke owner, just dropped him. Do I pick him up and drop Leggett? Is there anybody else that you could drop besides Leggett, or is Leggett last man on your bench? I'll wait for you to answer that. Yes, I'm down for all that. I never did Dynasty. So Dynasty is super fun. It's like, you know, it's very similar to redraft, you know, except the coolest thing about it during the draft, it's bigger teams. They're just more expanded. Draft trades. You can make draft pick trades. It's fucking awesome. And then after the whole big inaugural draft, then you just draft rookies like every single year. And so you keep the same team from year to year. And it's like you're an NFL GM. You know, you're making these moves and it's fun, man. It's a lot easier to trade too. A lot easier to trade because you can throw in draft picks as well. I recommend joining the Superflex IDP leagues because you can trade way easier because there's way more players now that you can trade. The more players you can throw into trades, the easier it is to kind of get trades to happen. And what'd Bob say? Should I offer Charbonnet for Jaden Reed? I saw someone else make that trade. Thought it was interesting. I'm not mad at it. I mean, it's a really, really bad matchup for the Seahawks this week. And like, what if Ken Walker like comes back, you know? And I totally was pulling up their injury report and I forgot. Oh, they play Monday. That's why we don't have any practice reports for them right now, because the first practice reports are not going to come until tomorrow. Once Love comes back, Reed's value skyrocketing. And Frizzo said, before I got into fantasy, I thought we had to choose a defense too, like cornerback, DT. See, and like that's what I don't like. It's like, that should be the way that it is. Like for me, when I first started, that was literally how it was introduced to me. And like, if you go do the history of all this, and literally you could watch Peyton's Places, they go through the history of like how fantasy football was invented and like the very first league that was like invented and what it all entailed. The very first league was a two quarterback league, and you started IDP players as well. That's how fantasy football was invented. And then along the way, somewhere along the way, somebody tried to dumb it down for the masses and make it a little bit easier for people. And now we got people who just want it that easy. And they think that's like being a traditionalist, and it's not. It's not. It's the exact opposite. Apollo, what up? Said, should I trade Devonta Smith and Ken Walker for Kamara? You know, Kamara's hurt, right? I mean, he's just limited in practice. Or no, did not practice today. He says, I still have neighbors calling Stevenson ETN. I don't know. I think I'm going to hold on that. I want to get more practice news and information first. War Eagle. What up, bro? Who should I start? Two wide receiver and a flex. JSN, McLaurin, Tyreek, Hubbard, Shakir, and Marvin Harrison Jr. So three players, huh? JSN, good matchup. Marvin Harrison Jr., amazing matchup. Terry. So pretty much in the first, here's my take on Terry. Everybody pay attention if you got Terry. Okay, ready? In the first two games and for most of his career, he lines up on the left side. Okay? But Jaden Daniels doesn't throw to the left side because he's always on the move. So the reason why he got those passes, if you noticed, he moved to the right side. He told the coaches, and like he said this after, you know, he told the coach, I want it. And they moved him to the right side to give him those passes. And I think they're going to have him start lining up on the right a little bit more often, because pretty much in the beginning, like, he would line up on the left. I don't know. Maybe it was almost 50-50. Maybe it was a little bit more where he was on the left, but he was getting a lot of targets. But that's why they, like, they weren't really good. And Frizzell, I picked up Jamal as soon as I saw that Kamara news. Yeah. And I mean, it's Wednesday. And so, you know, it could just be a day that he just missed altogether. And then like tomorrow he comes limited or full go. Like a lot of times with the vets, they don't practice on Wednesday and get a rest day. I like seeing it as a rest day, because then we just know, oh, they're good. They're just chilling. But sometimes they put a bullshit, you know, like, his ribs aren't broken or anything, but it put ribs. So, like, if his ribs are sore, like, even at all, like, even 1%, they could just throw that on there, you know, as some kind of reason. Because they have to give some kind of reason behind it. It's, like, because of all the casinos and everything and the fan duels and everything that pay into them, like, giving this accurate information is, like, something that for the big bookies, that's what they got to do. And Perry said, what happened to Bogey? He's no longer around here, man. He's no longer around here. We had our Skip and Shannon breakup. If you guys remember, if you remember Perry, there was just certain times where he'd just start yelling at me like crazy because he wasn't stoned or, you know, on mushrooms or whatever. And so, yeah, it got a little annoying. And, you know, I told him we were going to, like, you know, start kicking up things, you know, more business stuff and doing things to start making more money so, like, everybody could get paid. And I think he kind of just self-sabotaged on purpose at that point. But, man, I've grown, like, over these last couple months, it's literally been the most viewers, the most subscribers. Like, we got remonetized again, like, on YouTube. So, man, I mean, killing it on the up and up and up, on the up and up. And Frank said lost. Singleton picked up Kendricks. Hey, I mean, if one single IDP, so very, very easy. Pratt, Wagner, Okereke, McFadden still out there. What do you think? Bobby Wagner, bro. Bobby motherfucking Wagner. He gets like 10 tackles a game. You can set your watch to it. Bobby Wagner. And so I hope Jamal still plays. I don't have anybody except for a Tyler Badney to start for Mixon. And Mixon doesn't practice either. He said some of his takes are weird, too. I can tell you're better without him. Helps me interact more. year one, 100% doing it, you know, solo. Crazy growth. And then, I don't know, it turned into where we started doing some shows together, and then I started talking about how I was going to stream every day, and he was like, yeah, I'll do it with you. I was like, okay. And then it just, you know, it kind of turned into like what it was, you know. It wasn't even really my intention to get it like that, to where, you know, he was like on every show. But and Johnny said, I was so mad about not getting any Singletons this year. It's dude, 100 solos 2 years in a row, man. I mean, and he was probably on pace for it, like, this year. Like, the first two games, he did great. Apollo, you're the chillest motherfucker out here. You're one of the only watchable fantasy creators. I appreciate you. And I used to feel the same way. That's why I wanted to do this, because I really felt like most of the fantasy football analysts were just like, I'm not even saying analysts. Like, I hate saying that word. The people who did fantasy football content, podcasts, anything like that, it's always felt like these guys were like nerdy motherfuckers, man. I was like, man, these guys seem like the guys who had like no friends, like in high school, or like never talked sports with like anybody. And then as you listen, then you hear, like, you could tell that these motherfuckers don't even watch football. Like, they stat track and they're just like fucking talking, you know, and like it's all stat tracking and that's it. So that's why I wanted to do this. It took me longer to get started than I would have liked, but we're here. We're here now, and they're going into year five. War Eagle, thanks, buddy. Last question, Steelers or Titans defense this week? Man, I mean, I really like the Titans defense this week, but I'm just going to go the Steelers. Come on, man. Like, they're killing it right now. I know they have no Alex Highsmith. He already got ruled out. But that dude who they I talked about him on my IDP video. If you go watch it, I can't remember his name for the life of me right now. But the guy who's the Alex Highsmith replacement, pretty solid, pretty solid. I mean, I know because I talked about him like he was a big pickup in all of these leagues. And I didn't get him in a lot of leagues because I didn't put enough fab on him. And yeah, I gotta stop talking people up so much and then being a pussy on like the fab. Vicente, what up? He said, just found your channel after 4 years of playing fantasy football. There we go. Hit the like button, bro. I'll be your biggest fantasy resource all year. Trust me. I go live every morning and I'm live almost every evening. And someone said fire up Cam Akers and Mixon's out. Well, it's because the Jaguars have been sucking. Let's go see what the Jags are against the run. Yeah, I mean, the Jags are giving up, what is that, like eighth most points to running backs right now? I mean, Miami in week one, they handled biz. I mean, shit, we remember what Cook and all them did last week, you know, and I mean, Jerome Ford, he was, you know, he was whatever. And Scotty Boy said, fuck that one quarterback league crap. If you're not doing two quarterback or super flex, your leagues are lame. And I've now come to terms with people are going to play whatever they want to play. And I'm going to play in exactly what I want to play in. And it's super flex or bust, man. 2QB, you know, like I love 2QB. Super flex I like more because, fuck, man, if you play in a 12-man 2QB, it's cutthroat. It's cutthroat. I mean, shit, even if you play in a 10-man 2QB, because like it's when you have the flexibility for the super flex, like you might be able to get around a couple shitty bye weeks. If you don't have that super flex and you start a QB, like that third QB is like super importante. Super important. Emil said if you had a chance to what content creators we want to collab with, man. See, like, I don't even care about, I mean, not that I don't want to say it like that. Like, I don't like, I guess I'm not worried about collabing with anybody. Cause I've already collabed with Adam Rank, James Coe, fucking Marcus Grant, Matt Harmon, Schmitty for you fucks, you know, amongst like, I mean, those are just like the main ones that kind of everybody knows, but like, I really realized a lot of people in the content creation space are fake as fuck, man. Like, so many fake motherfuckers. Like, that's why I don't really care about collabing with people. Like, just fake as fuck. Like, and it's like the people who are like treating their nose and fucking like fall down alcoholics who probably talk shit about me for like smoking weed, you know, but like it's a cutthroat world, man. There's so many fucking haters. Like, just for me, even before I was making money, just like trying to make money, like promoting my Patreon, there's a group of motherfuckers that started hating on me before I even made a dollar. Like, oh, I did this for free for 2 years and everybody should have to do this for free for like a certain amount of time before like you should even like ask for money. And just like, man, like that's the weirdest thing in the fantasy football world is motherfuckers counting other people's pockets. Like, that's what's crazy. Super crazy. Nick or Nate Herbig, his brother's an O-line on team two. So who, oh, there we go. Yeah. Nick. Pretty sure it's Nick. Perry said the one thing they got wrong, they said, oh, well, his target share is there, and he played like 50% of snaps. I'm like, bro, he scored 2 points. Yeah, like, fuck the snaps. Like, you can play 100% of snaps and get, like, no points, you know? Like, Wilson Mancellari said, he said, these guys are all nerds. Look at Adam Scheffner and Field Yates. You know what's funny? I know Adam Scheffner's brother. He owns a bong company, Jerome Baker. Adam Chef, hilarious, man. It's fucking hilarious. And Adam, super nerd, man. Super fucking nerd. And he's all these guys are like 5'3", never played an organized sport in their life. Yeah, and I mean, see, and even like football, like I only played organized football for 1 year, and I was young, and it was like my parents weren't really into it, and then shit, like I really didn't like want to all the contact and everything, you know. It was it's good when you're on the giving end, not so good when you're on the receiving end, you know. And but always playing backyard football and shit, like Chipoka Waka Zach, like, man, these motherfuckers were playing like up until they were adults and shit. I stopped. I was all-time smoker at that time. Motherfuckers breaking their ankles and shit out there playing fucking tackle football. It's fucking 25-year-olds and shit. Troy One said, you and Dynasty Life. Yeah, it was Stevie B. Hammer are the ones that actually answer questions, give you feedback. Definitely doing your thing, homie. Appreciate you. Yeah, Stevie B's cool. Stevie B is cool. Yeah, Adam Rank, I mean, you know, he's everybody who is on TV. They are not on TV because they're good at fantasy football. We have to remember that. They're not paid because they're good at fantasy football. They're paid because they have a certain look. They're paid because they have certain degrees. And, you know, and that's kind of like it. Because, like, imagine the ESPN execs. You just have to know more about fantasy football than them. But you know how, you know, that these guys don't really know too much? Is like, look at all their projections, man. Like, the projections are so fucking insane. So insane. And Frank said, Henry Ertz got dropped. Either one of them worth a pickup over Parkinson. I mean, I guess Ertz. Just because Parkinson, like, really sucks right now. Thought it was going to be good. I am your, what's your most popular platform for viewers? I found you on Twitch, but it doesn't seem like a ton watch here. No, I mean, YouTube's the most popular. Like, I keep the Twitch going, and sometimes, you know, we'll go in spurts where people are coming there. But yeah, Twitch... I mean, we're popular in short spurts. How about that? But yeah, everyone's watching on YouTube. So if you go to YouTube and you type in Fantasy Football Hustler, you'll find me. I'll throw the link in the chat. This will just hit all the platforms. Because right now, I'm streaming on Twitch. Two different YouTube channels. Rumble and then Facebook. Will said about a month ago, Schmitty was doing a live outside. Somebody commented on a stream on how he looked coked out and said a comment immediately deleted and booted. I mean, yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of these guys love to treat their nose. That's for sure. Giant said, bro, ever since we talked about the nose beers, said a certain channel, I can't even watch it without laughing at. I'm telling you, man, like you could tell. If you know people, like if you know anybody who's like ever done it, you just notice things. You notice things. Uh-oh, Doug said a neck crack. Let's see. Ah, ooh. And Perry said, man, how do I get one of those fancy green plus signs? Man, I'm glad you asked. So you, one way that you do it is by clicking join. It might be right below. The video, or look at the pinned post in the chat there, and you can click on that. And the higher the tier that you're on, the more entries that you get into the different raffles that we do. So don't just go with that basic one. Upgrade it. Adam is the Dan Orlovsky of fantasy. His team was pretty bad. I mean, he auto-drafted, though. He said he got called into work. They made him go in like 3 hours early or something. And Isaac said, I just dropped Singletary for Chuba. Thoughts? I don't like it, especially this week with Singletary's matchup. I wouldn't have recommended that. So they probably can't take day rips on TV too. I mean, they could take day drinks. Like, you know, some of these people fucking drink like before they go out there. You just have to be good at what you do. I mean, I'll be all one day. Someone is going to have a super, super huge network, you know, and it's not going to be an ESPN or some shit like that. Like, I don't know. It's going to be like Snoop Dogg or like something has like some, you know, big network. And like, he's going to need some real fucking stoner, you know, on there for like a fantasy football, like once a week show or something. you know, for his community. And I'm going to be that guy, and they're going to pay me big bucks to, like, smoke weed and talk about fantasy football. And that'll be something, you know, that I would do. And I wouldn't stop anything that I would be doing, but I would license my show or license, you know, my personality to a network like that for a short amount of time per week. And hit that like button, everybody. Hit the sub. And Perry said, do you get these just on this channel or can you use them on the other streams? Nah, just on this channel. And then here's all the custom 420 crew emojis. And there's more to come. More to come, but there's all of them right there that we have. What is that? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We got 9 so far right now. But yeah, man, if you don't have the green cross, I mean, fuck. Like, I just feel like people would feel naked out there. You got to get the green, got to get your name lit up in green, get the green cross. It used to be the 420 crew Bud Leaf, but man, YouTube hated on that. But at least they let us put the 420 crew in there as an emoji and the joint in there as well, and the rig, you know, so they're letting a couple things go. They wouldn't let the bong emoji, they wouldn't let that go. That was kind of lame. Frizzio said, I have the Raiders defense versus the Browns this week. I mean, who else's options, man? Who else's options that you have? Yeah, Perry said, it's that Adderall, brother. I mean, just legal coke, man. Because a lot of them, they're just crushing it up anyways. Just feel good about them. I only snort Adderall, okay? I don't snort blow. Just Adderall. Same effects, right? Pretty much. And Perry, so I'm fuck around becoming an executive producer. Hey, don't be just kidding. Because executive producers are going to get shouted out on every single show. Every single show as an executive producer, you're getting shouted out for it. So, yeah, I would do it. Giant said Adderall equals meth. Yeah. Yeah. I found a good pick on my phone for Simpson hype train emoji, but the train ain't exactly rolling into the station right now. He's got to fucking pick it up, man. He's got to pick it up. He's no Patrick Queen. He is no fucking Patrick Queen, let me tell you. She's a killer queen. And Armando said someone dropped Mostert and Swift on the waivers. I have Mixon and White with Spears, Chase Brown, Roshan. Said the bench sucks. He said, no. Should I pick up Mostert or Swift? As bad as your bench is, it's like, man, like Mostert's like, especially like right now, like he ain't gonna be shit. Like, and Swift, I mean, man, just, you know what I think about Swift.
He's a bum. He was a bum then, and he's a bum now.
I don't want Swift, man. I don't want Swift. Apollo, he said, what do you think about Miami defense this week? Every time I see Will Levis on my screen, it's a turnover. It's because, man, it's the patented three-step Will Levis drop where he goes, take back, 1, 2, 3, and then he turns his head, and then he throws the ball a million miles into the air only to come down in the defense's hands. Miami is a good start. They're actually not giving up a lot of points to like QBs. They're not giving up a lot of points to a lot of different positions. So that they are actually a really, really, really good start. And they're on Monday Night Football. So if you need like a late push from a team, you got them. It's the offense and Tua that has the injury and all their running backs besides A-Chain that are all injured. It is not the defense, man. The defense doing, they're doing okay. They're doing okay. And what up, Russell on Facebook said, what up, Hustler? Said, I need 2 for the flex. The White brothers, man, those white boys. I don't, Rashad and Zamir, I don't like them. I don't like them anymore. Akers, Steele, Deontay, Rome, Shaheed. It's a good matchup for Rome. I'm going to go there, assuming Keenan doesn't play. And I'm going to go Deontay. Darnold only seems to have eyes for him and Adam Thielen. You know, he got hurt, and so like then he really started force feeding Deontay. Like after that, so let's do it. Let's do it. Frizzio, Miami, Chicago, Indy, Denver, LA. Basically, the only defenses left. Get Miami, bro. Get Miami versus Tennessee. Let's go double check. But I think Tennessee is giving up the most points right now. Yep. Tennessee is giving up the most points right now to team defense. So great stream. Great stream. What up, Mike? I start Jameson Williams or Tyreek Hill. Fuck. It's crazy because, like, a couple weeks ago, like, man, these guys were spitting hot fire. And now, oh, man, some fucking bullshit. I don't even want to start either one of them. I don't want to start either one of them. I really don't. The Seahawks, you can run on them, but it's kind of hard to throw on them. They do not give up give up a bunch of points to the wide receivers, and so fuck, man. I will say go with Jameson because at least it's not LeJarius Sneed that's covering him. Hey, Nick Von B, what up? He said, evening, Hustler. I got a tight end problem. You and everybody else, bro. He said, with Kittle out this week. Well, he's not out. He said, hey. He's not out just yet, okay? Let's take it easy. Take it easy. Said, I have Mark Andrews, but he's cheesed me for three games. Bro, in one league where I actually have a tight end spot, I have the same exact problem. I traded for Kittle in the offseason just for him to get hurt, and all I have is Mark Andrews besides that. It sucks, bro. Like, I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. Yeah. I mean, like, who's available on waivers? Like, a lot of people is not. Like, Conklin there, get him. Pick him up! I would grab Mostert over Swift. I probably would, too, because I really hate Swift. I'm here, said that's who I streamed this week. Miami, yes, sir. Mondo said, thanks, Sean. That's where I was leaning. Let's go. Tied one. I have to agree with Swift. He is a bum. He said, Roshan's going to scoop. Yeah. Garrett Wilson and Keon. Okay. I mean, Keon's kind of been nothing. He's kind of been nothing. And Mike said, thanks. I'm going with Jameson. And Garrett could throw in Keon Coleman instead of JMO, but not sure yet on Keon. I mean, he got lucky with that touchdown. Like, I don't. That was probably the worst thing that could happen for us for fantasy football, getting that touchdown, because I doubt anybody's playing him. It's only good if you're playing him. It's bad if you weren't playing him, because now we're going to, like, chase that shit. I don't want to. Frizzio said, just drop the Raiders for Miami. Let's get it. He said, let's go, Will Levi. Hell yeah. And, yeah, see, it was, right? Like, I mean, because now we have to actually think, like, I don't want to think, do I want to start him? Because he got, like, two receptions. One of them just went for a touchdown. And, but, yeah, so I'm sticking on my, I do not want to play Keon Coleman for jack shit right now. Nothing. Show me that you could fucking get, like, five receptions in a game and that you don't get fucking roasted by every cornerback out there. Then maybe I'll fucking play him. And Nick Von B on Facebook, he said, appreciate it. Hustler, puff, puff, pass. Hashtag 420 crew. Let's get it. And everybody who wants to support the 420 crew, make sure you go over to 420crewmerch.com. Go check out the gear. We got a bunch of gear over there. And there's going to be like six designs that are going to be added onto the website here. Probably tonight. I'm going to make myself not be lazy and do that. And we're going to hook all those designs up and get them out there. The shirts are $19.99. And yeah, go support the crew. Go support the crew. Let's spread the word. And Edge got Ayuk and Kyle Pitts for AJ Brown. Was it a dub? I don't know, man. Kyle Pitts has been hurting people. He really has, and so has Ayuk. And it's like, I know AJ Brown hasn't been playing, but it's like, man, like him not playing, it hurts my team. But what hurts my team more is when people play and they do dog shit. And, like, that's not A.J. Brown. When he plays, he always does good. So, like, that's kind of why I don't like trading him. Oh, Or I traded Ayuk and Pitts for AJ Brown. Oh. I like it. That's a horse of a different color. I like it. You got AJ Brown for those two. I like it. Let's go. Who do you have as your other tight end? Like I said, sorry, last one. Rodgers or J Love? I appreciate it. Got you, bro. If you want to show some love and reciprocate, hit that dollar sign at the bottom of the chat there. Throw in the super chat. Get a membership, gift a membership, you know, show some love, support the channel. Appreciate it. And as of right now, I'm going to say Rodgers. I don't know if Love is going to play. Make sure you come back, because if he was just, Love was just limited today. He gets in a full go on Friday. I may think about playing him, but very tough matchup versus the Vikings. Very, very tough matchup versus the Vikings. And who do the Jets got? Jets got the Broncos. Broncos just lost Alex Singleton. You know, I know they still got Patrick Surtain, you know, out there, but like they're going to start going down like flies. People are going to start making business decisions out there. People are going to start making business decisions out there. Yeah, right. Giants, I don't know. Ayuk's balls this year sucks, man. Yeah, sorry, I typed it wrong. I got AJ Brown for Ayuk and Pitts. Chef's kiss. I like it. Much rather have AJ Brown than both of those guys, for sure. Because when he comes back, he's going to ball the fuck out like he always does. Let's just hope that they keep him out long enough to where he comes back and he's good. And we're not going to be worrying about his hamstring. And then we'll be good. Frizzio, who has a better O-line, the Broncos or the Bears? I mean, that's kind of asking, like, you know, do you want to vote for a turd sandwich or a douche? You know, it's like, it's all bad, like both ways. It's like we're talking about bottom tier, both, you know, both bottom tier. So I don't even think it matters who has a better O-line. Like, they're both just that bad to where it doesn't make a difference because they're both just bad. And Russell said, is now time to trade Jordan Mason to the CMC owner for like Aaron Jones. If you can get, I mean, see, it's like, it's going to be a fine line of like, do you want to get greedy or do you want to make it happen? Like, that's what it's going to kind of come down to. Do you want to get greedy or do you want to make it happen? And so, guy like Aaron Jones, be a very good trade for someone who you know you're trading for, who's on borrowed time. But I mean, dude, it's almost like because of the CMC shit, the wide range of outcomes. What if CMC doesn't play? Like, this is a very, very similar case. I need someone to remember. Go back, guys, to 2020. 2020. Remember when CMC got hurt and the guy who came in was like pretty good and like CMC light, and like then CMC didn't come back, or like he came back and then he got hurt. I can't remember that guy's name, but if you guys remember that guy's name, throw it in the chat, because that guy was a legend that year. What was his name? And see, in my brain, like, I cannot remember everybody's names like that. Like, I remember the whole situation, but I cannot remember that fucker's name to save my life. And I said, was offered Jones, Christian Kirk, and Dubs for Mason and Rashad White. I kind of like that. And Mike says, guy's a fucking legend. Glad I found him. Ripping bongs while spitting game. Hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah. Been doing it for years, and we ain't stopping. And we just got remonetized on YouTube and everything. So, you know, YouTube's fine with it. I just can't sell a bunch of stuff, you know. I think that's a lot of where it, like, comes from. Because, like, you know, there's no difference from me sitting here ripping bowls than someone drinking a beer, you know, or as many beers as I'm going bowls, or, you know, as many shots as I'm going bowls, you know. And, yeah, Mike Davis, there we go, Mike Davis, yeah, I knew we had a real one in here, there we go, Russell got it too, Mike Davis, there we go, it was Mike Davis It was when he was on the Carolina Panthers. Johnny, you the man. Thanks for throwing in that super chat, homie. He said, Reese's Pieces or peanut butter M&Ms. Man, now this is an argument that has gotten people into a lot of fights over the years. You know, maybe it was food fights, but fights nonetheless happened because of this. And for me, I really think because remember M&Ms, they copied Reese's. Do you remember that? When they made the peanut M&M, the like peanut butter you're saying peanut butter M&Ms. I don't know why. So they copied Reese's Pieces. I'm fucking high and I'm reading that totally wrong. I'm reading it totally wrong. They copied Reese's because Reese's was better and Reese's definitely tastes better than the peanut M&Ms. Peanut butter M&Ms. I just read peanut M&Ms. I totally missed the butter right there. But yeah, they copied Reese's. Reese's was better. Reese's was more original. And to me, it really does taste better, man. It really does. I'm curious, like, who else has taken a stance on the Reese's Pieces versus the peanut butter M&Ms? I think they just need to stick. The peanut M&Ms is fine. The peanut M&Ms is fine. Those are the goats, like, over there. I think they just need to stick to what they do good and not try to compete with Reese's Pieces in that. Because you don't see Reese's Pieces trying to put peanuts in their shit. Fuck no. There's like coming out with different ways to mix the chocolate and the peanut butter and the Reese's Fast Break, bro. Tell me you guys have tried the Reese's Fast Break. Like those are ones like talk about being addicted to like something. Like I really love peanut butter and like a whole fucking Reese's cup, but it's like a full ass candy bar. Like, man, that shit is good. See, Reese's Pieces are fire, man. Even E.T. knows. Even E.T. knows. I'm your hell yeah, Reese's. See, all right. Team Reese's. Let's go. Frizzill said, pour a box of Reese's Pieces onto a bucket of popcorn at the movies. It's fire. Nice. Nice. I like it. Stoner inventions. Paula said, Reese's Pieces, but M&M peanuts are fire. Not the peanut butter. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. The peanut M&Ms, those are the goated ones over there. I mean, there is no, like, I feel like there legit is no replacement for the peanut M&M. Like those are just like a, like if you have, like if you were going to have, let's say like a stoner party, you know, where you just had like candy bowls and shit, you know, out, like there'd definitely be a bowl of Reese's Pieces, but there would definitely be a fucking bowl of some peanut M&Ms like as well. And yeah, for sure. Goated for sure. And Big Bando, it's either Leggett, Ingram, Johnston that I can drop for Zeke. I mean, I guess the reason that Zeke got dropped is because he sucks, man. Like, it's so fucking bad. Let me go look at his actual numbers just so I, like, maybe I'm wrong about it being so bad. Let's just go look at the numbers, okay? So, he fucking had 19% fucking carries. 19% of the snaps. Did he get hurt this last week? He had to. But even before this, week one, 51% of the snaps. Week two, 40% of the snaps. Week three, 19% of the snaps. Like this old motherfucker is going in the wrong direction. Let's see. 10 touches in week, no, 12 touches in week one, 8 touches in week two, 4 touches in week three. Like he's going in the complete opposite direction. He's going in the complete opposite direction right now. I feel like just let him marinate on the fucking waiver wire, man. Let him marinate on the waiver wire until you're ready. Fuck, man. Hell yeah. Yellow pack M&Ms are fire for sure. For sure, if there was a candy draft, Reese's Pieces going first round. Number one pick for sure. And seeing, I guess it depends on who it is, but it would definitely be a first round draft pick. Like definitely somewhere top tier for sure. Top tier somewhere. Maybe we need to have a stoner candy draft one day. Get like 5 or 6 of us and we'll just draft the favorite candies. And you got to draft like 3 rounds of candies or something like that, you know. I have Dowdle and I was thinking, should I grab him too? But maybe not. Ah, dude, I just don't even do it, man. Like, man, I, that's even worse than I was thinking. Like, I don't really have Zeke anywhere, and even the places that I have him, I haven't been playing him. So I haven't been paying attention to him like that. And, like, now looking at his stats and his snap percentage, and it's ugly, man. Like, the Cowboys, they just don't run the ball much. Like, that they've completely turned into just a pass-first, you know, passing offense, man. I mean, yeah, they barely run the ball. Barely. I mean, they're barely running the ball double-digit times as a committee. Of the with the running backs. Hey, hey, King DLBC, what up, homie? Said even the Reese's cereal is fire, man. The Reese's cereal is good as fuck. The Reese's cereal is good as fuck. You know which one is goated though? It's where it has the little. So there's like the Reese's Pieces cereal, but like, have you had the ones where it has like the little fucking like the little what the fuck are those called? The little peanut butter cups. Like in there? Fuck yeah. This week we'll have two touches. I mean, bro, yeah, his trajectory is going down. You know, like that's one of the, we're always trying to predict, you know, just how things are going to go. And it's like his chart is going all the way down, all the way down. Big Bando said, you crazy Reese's cups over Reese's pieces. Well, see, that just wasn't the question that was asked a little bit earlier. It was Reese's pieces or peanut butter M&Ms. That's how this all got started. I like the cup with the pieces jammed inside of them. Man, those are fucking good. It's like the best of both worlds. It's like the best of both worlds. A stoner definitely fucking invented that. We're going to put chocolate and then peanut butter on the inside of that. And then on the inside of that, we're going to put these little tiny chocolates with peanut butter inside of those. How about that? Mind blown. Mind blown. Frosted Flake cereal is good because it doesn't overflow with milk. Yeah. Yeah. Frosted Flakes, man. Always been one of the goats. They got the Reese's cereal with the mini cups. I mean, I don't know. It was almost like it was marshmallows within the cereal. I don't even remember how long ago that was, and I don't remember fucking seeing that like at all. Like anytime recently or anything. But yeah, I do remember that along the way somewhere. Vicente, Don Kincaid equals candy corn candy, man. Like, you don't want it, but someone's going to give it to you. Like, no matter what. Like, you don't want it, and someone's going to give it to you. Apollo said, sweet tart ropes. Ooh, man, cherry are the best candy. So good, bro. Man, those sweet tart ropes. You ain't lying. You ain't lying. Sweet tart ropes are the shit. Man, I don't know if you guys know, I've talked about this before, but when I'm back in elementary school and junior high and high school, like I was the candy man. Like I always bought candy and brought it to school and was always slanging candy. That was one of the ways that I was making money back in the day. And so you're like, fuck yeah, bring it. Jake, what up, bro? He said Titans D against the Fins or the Texans D against the Jags. Texans against the Jags, if those are the only options you got. So the Dolphins aren't out there at all. You can't pick up the Dolphins and play them against the Titans. I have a candy corn Ninja Turtle tattoo. It was a Friday the 13th thing. Nice. Nice. I mean, I don't know how nice it is, but nice. That's a good story, nonetheless.
Nice.
Crispy said, you'll get papered if you give out candy corn. Yeah, you don't want your house toilet papered, right? Yeah. You got to give out the good candies. I remember we would always go trick-or-treating by my grandma's house, and I even took Noble there the one time that before COVID happened, the one time that he actually walked with me. You know, carried him for some of it, but that was the first time he was walking. He went as Michael Jackson. It was awesome, from Billie Jean. And man, we got so much candy. We cleaned up. It's because it's in a neighborhood that's kind of like just in the cut, kind of. And man, like back in the day, I remember there was these certain houses that if you actually went there, because so little people went there, that they were given full size candy bars. And man, around our house right here, these motherfuckers gave full size candy bars also. So me and Noble always go. We always go trick or like we go in shifts. It's like I'll go with Noble first. And we'll go hit up everywhere around. And then, like, then Noble will go with, like, his mom and aunt and grandma and stuff. And, you know, they'll go make their rounds as well. What up, Song? Ah, dude, the Peeps marshmallow pure ass. Gross. Fucking gross, man. I fucking hate those. Said Jake said, nah, someone's got them. Times are tough. Yeah, I mean, so I'd be going Texans against the Jags. Those are like the two best. Go Texans. What up, Song? Waddle, Jennings, Christian Kirk this week. Man, just go Jennings, dude. Just go Jennings. Do it. Do it. Waddle, nervous as hell. Christian Kirk, nervous as hell. yeah, go Jennings, bro. Do it. Do it. Sorry I didn't say to do it last week. My bad. My bad. Frank says, Roshan, a good pickup for the bench over right. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Johnny said, when I moved from the hood in Baltimore to the burbs in Connecticut, it was insane. You needed a pillowcase for the candy. That shit was full. Yeah, bro. When we were kids going to the same neighborhood that I was talking about by my grandma's house, yeah, we were legit coming home with like fucking half pillowcase, like full, just throwing it out and it like covering like a huge portion of the floor. And then trading, wheeling and dealing with everyone. Give me all the Reese's, give me all the M&Ms. Full size cups, whole Snickers. Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah, man. Because people don't want their houses fucked with. And it's like, man, you can't be giving no bullshit candy. Like, man, the wrong kids might fuck with you. And, you know, I really don't like the people who are like, one for you. little tiny one. One for you. Like, man, I'm trying to make it easier on your parents. If I give you a handful, you're probably going to have to walk less. Do that. At least a couple. You know, at least two or three, or I'll just let them get a couple. I'd rather do that because then you kind of see, yeah, you see the kids that are crazy and the kids that are ballsy, and those, all right, I'll take some. And then the ones who are like, okay, I'll just take one. Hey, Moneyline Mills, what up? Uh-oh, we got Mills in the house.
In this ring, I'm the king, known as Mills. I'll be my command at all times.
And Will said, we always searched out the houses with the wagon wheels. Nice. Nice. Apollo said, do you ever take the whole bowl if it said just take one? I mean, come on, man. I'm not proud of everything that I did as a kid. But of course we did that. Like, man, of course. We were just doing them the favor. You know, they got rid of their candy quicker. You know, it is what it is. You know, we do stupid things as kids. I would not let Noble do that. I wouldn't let Noble do that. I'll tell him to get a couple handfuls, even if it says take one. But yeah, I won't take the whole bowl though. Not anymore. But, you know, as kids, come on, man. Like if you say no, you're probably lying, or you were like, your parents were like watching you over your shoulder. Like, you know, once, cause we always went with a big group of kids. So like, once I was like maybe like 8 and there was like 12 year old, 13 year old kids like walking with us. And those were like the older kids. Like my parents didn't fucking care. They weren't fucking walking with us. So we were doing whatever the fuck we wanted. Won't be like that for Noble. Cause I'll be fucking watching him like a hawk. I'll still tell him to get a couple, you know, but, you know, I just, you got to listen to people. If they're right there, that's what I got to tell them. You got to listen. If someone says, just take one. Just take one. Be nice. Listen. All right. About time to get up out of here. We've been rocking for an hour and a half. Before we do, though, shout out the producers of the show, our 420 crew Patreon members, our ultimate priority member, Mr. Justin Pickle in a Jar, our all-access members, our elite members, our superstar members, our 420 Ride or Die crew members. I appreciate you guys. It's because you were able to do this show multiple times a day. It's why we're going to keep killing it. Let's fucking go. Let's finish this bowl, and we'll be back tomorrow morning for Thursday edition. Thursday edition. Work. Start setting your lineups tonight. Create your rough draft number one tonight. And then we got more to go. Fucking crispy. I would just wait and go bag grabbing. Man, you're an asshole. That's one thing that I'd never do. I'd never steal the bags from other kids. Because karma's a bitch, you know. I'll steal the bowls from the fucking rich white people that put them out there, you know. But I wouldn't steal from the kids. But Crispy, this big lurch motherfucker. You're just like the guy in, you guys remember Hocus Pocus? That's who fucking, that's who Crispy is, that big motherfucker who's like taxing everybody for their candy right after they come out of the fucking house, taxing them right before you get back on the street. Oh, man, that's fucking Crispy. You're fucking savage, Crispy. All right. Let's get the fuck out of here. All right. We'll catch all you guys later. We'll see you tomorrow for the morning stream. We'll be live somewhere between 7 and 8 o'clock in the morning. We'll be rocking for a few hours, getting our lineups ready, smoking bowls as usual. We'll see you guys there. Don't forget, we got two places for you to go. 420 Crew Merch. Roger. Right there. 420crewmerch.com. Go cop a shirt. Go post it on social media and go tag me. And then also go join the 420 crew at 420crew.com. You could join for free and get into our private community. I'd recommend joining as a paid member because you just get access to more things. So go hit it up. Go do it to it. 420crew.com. Join on Patreon. And we'll see you guys there. Crispy said, I'm appalled. And Johnny said, don't forget to bring a towel. Want to get high? We'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace out.
Defense on me!
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night! If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm gonna take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.